Hey, it's Mus from the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network and K102 along with me, Amy James from K102. We are here at U.S. Bank Stadium. And Amy, as we're getting the tour here, we got the Helga helmets on. Yeah. Your thoughts?
In a word, incredible. I knew it was going to be awesome, but to come here and see it, ugh.
Yeah, it's absolutely massive, and it's so unbelievable how they thought of every single thing.
They did, and all the extra stuff that's included. It's not just about watching the game anymore. It's about the entire experience. When it's game day, that first day, people are going to come in, and they're going to be blown away.
Now, anytime that you do a home project, it seems like the wife always seems to want to move something and make all the workers, get really upset and have to move stuff. Any suggestions?
Oh, I was going to ask you, if you guys can move, it's this section of seating, if we could put it over on the other side over there for no real reason. I just want to see how it looks, and then I'll probably decide to move it back.
Otherwise, we absolutely love it. U.S. Bank Stadium looks fantastic. Skull Vikes.
Well, they were just installing the seats last time I was here, so, I mean, it's a completely different stadium. It looks done to me. I can't believe it's not done. But with the lights and the actual seats in, the attention to detail, all the different places you're going to be able to eat, I can't even believe it. I haven't even had the exact tour yet to get into to see what the locker room's going to be like and everything. But the scoreboards, humongous. And the cool thing was we started the morning show live here this morning when it was dark outside as the sun came up. There's not a light on in here, you know, but as the sun comes up, it's just natural light. It's beautiful. Can't believe it.
Look at this place. Look at this. What'd you think?
It's huge.
What'd you think?
I have learned so much, including the fact that they have a section with couches here that will each have their own individual mother that will stand at the side and make sure that you don't get chips. It's on the couch.
Beautiful, isn't it? I want that. That's what I want. I want that at home. See that? Look at that gigantic TV screen. That gigantic, that's beyond a jumbotron. That's like the size, almost the size of a football field, I think, if you put the two together. This place is amazing. I love the natural lighting. I like what they've done with the colors, don't you think?
I love the purple.
Yep. And you got a nice little view of downtown over here.
Tell us about the ceiling.
The ceiling? Tell us about the ceiling.
It's just for acoustics. Yeah. So the ceiling is just going to rock.
I will say that I think Luke Bryan, from a country music perspective, because we work for K102 and around in the morning, Luke Bryan should feel very honored to be the one to open this place up as far as the concerts go.
This is going to be amazing, football and all the shows.
Yeah, this place is going to be rocking. Really looking forward to the big debut, taking on the Green Bay Packers on opening night.
It's all about being down here and being a Vikings fan, because that's what we are today.
Yeah, it's huge. And by the way, I put about 22,000 steps on my little heart meter on my on my smartphone app. And I don't know how many floors we did, but it's pretty incredible. Can't wait for Viking season. Can't wait for concert season. This is going to be big. You guys are going to love U.S. Bank Stadium.
It's unbelievable how we were here in November, and it's a almost completed suite football stadium. I mean, everywhere you look, there's something cool, and it's everywhere you look, there's something brand new, and it's all state-of-the-art. Phenomenally done. Corey, your thoughts?
Yeah, just I think it looks like there isn't a bad seat in the house, and I think that's the idea, right? Is if you're going to come not sit on your couch and actually come to the game, I don't think you want to get stuck in the rafters like a lot of us used to in the dome back in the day, but even the top of the stadium looks like it's still going to be right on top of the action. So it looks like you're going to have a pretty good sight line from almost every angle. So pretty impressive.
I mean, to think about the Vikings opening up against the Green Bay Packers in the regular season opener, and that game in itself, no matter when it's played and what the records are of the teams, but to have it christened basically, this stadium with the regular season, off the charts. There'll certainly be a few Packer fans here too. That's okay. It's going to add to an atmosphere that will be beyond electric. Sunday night football, the whole thing. But it's going to be a celebration of understanding what the future is going to be like, not just for Vikings football. Certainly that's a centerpiece of what we're doing here, but all the other events are going to take place. I think people are all, even people who are going, I want this stadium, they're going to forget about it, with the cost and everything. I think once they come in here and they get to experience whatever event they come in to see, it's going to be pretty spectacular.
Mike Wobschall here with a local radio legend. It's Dave Ryan of the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB getting a tour of the new stadium. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. It's so big. And I've been here for so long. I remember seven different Viking stadiums. This is the seventh one. I might have made that up. But this is by far the most beautiful. I mean, very impressive, Mike. Huge. Love this huge, like, skylight over here, the five pivoting doors. I mean, it's just amazing. Very impressive.
You've got the talking points down. Pivoting doors. Pivoting amazing. Doors.
Did you know they're the five largest pivoting doors in the world, Mike? Were you aware of this?
I am now. because you told me and I was just told a little bit ago.
I'm going to show you the best seat in the house. You ready?
Yes.
It's right over. No, wait. It's there. No, it's over there, Mike, for sure. That no, it's I don't know.
There are only like 66,000 of the seats here. So you could maybe sit in all of them and test which one's the best.
Yeah, I did that at another arena years ago, but my stadium seating days are in the past. But you're still young enough. You should totally do this.
Okay.
Yeah, you should do it. Ready, go.
We don't have enough time for that. For Vikings fans watching who are going to come in here and watch the game, what do you think they're going to notice when they walk in here for the first time?
I mean, it's beautiful. When you see the field for the first time, it really is kind of breathtaking. And I think that just the whole design of it, the openness, the fact that it's kind of an open-air stadium, but it's not freezing cold in January when we're in the playoffs, you see. So it's great in the summer, great in the winter. I think people are going to love it. It's just it's a beautiful place. It really is.
All right, our work is done here. They let us in, and we didn't break anything.
So I think we should leave now.
Let's get out of here while we're still safe.
All right.
From U.S. Bank Stadium and for Dave Ryan, I'm Mike Wobschall, Vikings.com. Thanks for checking it out.